Okay, so if you remember before Pesach, we were dealing with this very short Agadic statement that appears in two places here, in Avodah Zarah and in Nedarim, that there are Arba Chashuvim Kemet, that there are four who are considered like dead. And if you remember, we talked a little bit about the poskim who thought that the halachic equation of blind people to the dead had halachic implications having to do with cornea transplants and Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos potentially and things like that, right? And I said at the time that, you know, I find it weird because no one would say it about any of the other three in the list, right? No one says about a poor person that becoming poor is in any way equated like death halachically. How did I know? Because I said, well, it's a pretty simple halacha, which is accepted by everybody, right? You would think. That it's accepted that, that what? What? Nero, the halacha is that in order to not violate an aseh, you have to give up a fifth of your wealth. But in order to not violate a simple law, not just a goach nefesh, right, you have to give up all of your wealth. And if you actually took this equation simply, right, that poverty equals death, so then
kill yourself for a lot.
Yeah. Right, this halacha wouldn't make sense. Additionally, there is, you know, so what I gave you, this is just remembering, right? Not 1, 2, and 3. 1 and 2 are only, we've already seen, right? That's the Gemara, right? The four people are like Meis, Ani, Suma, Mitzora, and Mishe and Labanim. Right? And I said, the same is true by Mitzora, right? No one thinks that, right, you can kill a Mitzora, right? Like, or whatever. I don't, like, no one has any halakim, you know, no one thinks this is Lamaisa.
Right.
So why would you, or so you thought, right, that's always the problem. And this is, it's one of those things, no matter how many times I tell myself, don't say nobody says, right, because somebody's going to say it.
Sorry,
you know.
Especially here,
nobody says
what? So, I will now eat my words. Not lahalacha, I think it's still true what
right.
I said,
right?
Right? But I will eat my words and say that it is not true that no one else thought it was true, right? That is untrue. As we already saw, there were poskim who indeed thought that for the blindness one, there were implications to Suma being Kameh. What about the Mitzora one? God help me. Right? Does anyone have any, in any way, think that the Agadic statement that a Mitzora is like a dead person have any halachic statement? So, as I was sitting down to, you know, go through whether I was right, I was like, oh wait, there's that really bizarre tshuva, isn't there, by the Mishnah Halacha. I remember that tshuva. And then I went to put it on the source sheet. But this is, I warn you before I read it, a really, really offensive tshuva.
Against who?
What?
Against who? Against Halacha.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So the Mishnah Halacha got the following Shaila. The following Shaila. He was asked whether you can daven for a mamzer to die.
That didn't work out.
What?
That didn't work out.
No, like, you have a mamzer. Can you now daven for him to die?
Yeah, I'm saying that clearly didn't work out with Christianity now here.
What?
What? I think you know what a mamzer is.
Bastard child, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you
daven? I don't know what.
I understand. You have a mamzer in front of you. Can you daven for him to die?
Oh, because praying for Jesus, you're saying to die?
Praying for him to die. It clearly didn't work.
I see. Well, I don't know. Did people daven?
Backfire.
I don't know.
That's
like,
right.
Okay. So, anyways, so he.
How can Jesus be a mamzer?
Okay.
Not even.
Okay, let's move on. Let's move on, thank you. Guys, let's move on. That would be the simple shot, yes. Okay, so the Mishnah Halachot said, aha, yes, you can. But his proof is more offensive than the answer he just gave. Because it's bad enough for someone to say, oh yes, you can daven for a mamzer to die because God hates him. Right, that bothers me already.
It's like with God hates him, or you can daven but die?
Oh, no, because God, whatever.
I can daven for a mamzer to die, I thought.
No, you are not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to daven people to die.
Potentially,
yes. That's a good question, but that's not the subject we're dealing with.
God hates anyone or loves anyone.
That doesn't mean that they were right.
Explicitly, they're not right.
Us or a bunch of them.
You shouldn't do it. Okay? You shouldn't do it. You shouldn't be davening for people to die. Right? But he quotes a Taneach Raza, which is one of these...
You're the murderer.
Stop this, please. Okay, so anyways, he quotes a Taneach Raza, and, you know, on the Pasuk of Miriam, where, right, the source text for the Gemara's claim that a Mitzorah is Kemes, right? And Taneach Raza says as follows: "Bizboni v'divrei Yerushalmi chaziti l'kadosh echad midavar b'sefer Taneach Raza parshas Baalotcha." He says, "Aha! I found proof from the Taneach Raza. Ala pasuk al nati kemeit on the pasuk of Aaron saying, please don't let Miriam be like a dead person. Shalotiyek kivlada yotzei michuser aver." The Taneach Raza says, in what sense does a mitzora look like a dead person? Because their limbs look like they're withered or something. So the child looks like a right. The simple child we said is don't make the baby look like a don't. The mitzvah looks like a stillborn. Mm-hmm. Right. Taneach Raza says no. I guess because the limbs are starting to wither, it looks like a baby whose limbs are missing or coming off when they're born. Okay. Ubamum merechen imo. And everyone is davening for the child to just die out of their misery. Now, as weird as that statement is by the Taneach Raza, what did you think the Taneach Raza meant when you read that statement?
The baby's in a lot of pain. It's kind of
merciful from the day. So I didn't know if it was a normative statement, right? First of all, I don't know if it's a normative statement. It could just be that people do daven for the baby to die because the baby is in agony, right? Or it's painful to watch, right?
That can be.
Right?
Like, I mean, pain.
Right? Yeah, in pain. Right? Meaning, it could just be that he's just saying descriptively, right? Like, people do this, right? People, don't make your sister suffer to the point where people might want her to die, right? For her own sake, right? Mercy. Right? It's not necessarily a normative claim. Even if it is a normative claim, presumably it's saying, look, like, if someone's really in that type of suffering, like a newborn or, you know, who's, like... missing its limbs, like, you know, okay, maybe you're allowed to daven for it to die in that circumstance. It's a very complicated circuit whether you're allowed to daven
for the people of the padrim, the avarenim.
Right, so we talked about that a few weeks ago. We talked about that a few weeks ago. Here's more of the question of whether people are suffering. But yes, you're right. We talked about that a few weeks ago. So, but the Mishnah Halacha takes this as a normative statement. He says, "V'nei nira davar chadash." Right, that if a child is born as a Baal Mum, so you can daven for him to die. And it's merciful, etc., etc. And then if you skip down to so three lines of the bottom, he says, Now, he doesn't say explicitly that you can daven for a mitzvah to die, except that does seem to be his argument. Because remember, because the pasuk was.
It's a nice thing. It's a very.
No, because the pasuk was about mitzvah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. It was don't make Miriam like a.
Meth.
A baby where it would be mutter to daven for it to die, which means that I think, right? He takes this implication seriously, which is. That mitzvah kemeit means that whatever halachic problem there is in general of davening for people to die doesn't apply to mitzvah.
Right.
Okay. Close that parenthesis. I'm not so interested in that one.
Refrain with davening for people.
But what about
refrain with davening for people to live?
So live. And this is the question in poskim, right? It's based on several gemara. There are several gemara that discuss this question: can you daven for people who are suffering to die? Right. This is a very complicated shaila. Right. It's based on many, many, many passages in the gemara. Right. Rav's maidservant. Okay. Anyways. But the one that I didn't believe, so that one, fine. One bizarre tshuva in the Mishnah Halachot is not going to change my mind.
Isn't that weird?
Right? What?
Well, this is like the Mitzvah suffering a lot because life sucks.
Yeah, you know, this is not so weird. But the next one is weirder, right? Which is the, what about the Ani, right? In any way, would you say that an Ani right, has the status of a mate in more than an agotic statement. So before we get to the halachic one, I gave you a number four, one more agotic context in which this is brought up. So the Gemara in Bava Kama Kof Yutet says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol agozel chavero shaveh pruta, kilu notel nishmato mimenu. If you steal from your friend, it's if you killed him. Okay? Shnemar kein orchot kol botzeh batzeh nefesh ba'alav yikach va'omer v'achal kitzercha v'lach mecha v'necho v'notecha va'omer machem v'nei Yehuda asher shechu dam naki ba'artzam, etc., etc. It goes on to prove this. Okay? And then the Gemara's story, look, three lines in the bottom is Tashma el Shaul v'beit adamim al sheri minit givonim. Proof is that Shaul is held responsible in the Pesukim for killing the Givonim. Remember the Givonim?
Yeah, the water
carrier. Yeah, right. Remember that nation that tricked the Jews, that became the water carrier, etc. But Shaul never killed the Givonim. That's, why would you hold him guilty for a crime he never committed? So the Gemara's answer is, Mitoch Shaharag Nov Irakonim. He killed Nov, Irakoanim, and the Givonim worked for the people in Nov, and now they were impoverished, they were all out of work. So, it's as if he killed them. Okay, whether you like that agadah or you don't, this is another agadah context. But again, from the Gemara that we had in Avodah Zarah and this one, would you have assumed, what you get here is that, okay, if you impoverish someone, you will be punished badly by God. Right, that still stops short of saying there is a halachic implication to this. Okay, now, like I said, I didn't believe for a minute that there could be a halachic implication to this because, and now let me give you the proof. One is a Gemara in Shabbos Kufchaf, which is a long Gemara, so I just gave you the bottom line, which is a quote from the Gemara. Okay, number five. Eino Yehudi, now this should sound pretty obvious. Eino Yehudi shebal chabot eino tzarech lemchot biyado, aval katan shebal chabot tzarech lemchot biyado. If a non-Jew comes to put out a fire in your house on Shabbat, you don't have to stop him. Right? But a katan, you do have to stop him. Okay. Now, first of all, what do you hear from this?
That
you have to be willing to give all your money for a lot.
Meaning, you can't have a katan do it, you clearly can't do it yourself. Right, you don't have to stop a guy. What do you have to do? So sif chavav, yachal omar b'fnei no yudi kol mechabe no mavzid. You can say anyone who puts out this fire will not lose out. But what can you not do?
You can't say
right. Avimenu mezuman kan yachal krod lo yishiavo. You're allowed to invite him to come here. Avo bishavada yichvak shiva. Even if he'll put it out. But what aren't you allowed to do?
Tell him to put it out.
You're not allowed to tell him to put it out. Why not?
That'd be you doing an action.
It's called amir lanachri. Now, that means that not only... Now, this Gemara should tell you what? Right?
That a big portion of your money.
You can... Life. And what aren't you allowed to violate? Avdirabonon! Right? Like, if poverty was like death, you would think that, okay, if it was really like death, you would say that you're allowed to put out the fire in your own house to make sure that you don't lose all your wealth.
You're not a hint.
Even if it's not mamish like death, what would you have thought you could have done?
Maybe derabanan.
Violated derabanan. What is the halacha?
Can't even do it.
You can't even do derabanan. What are you allowed to do? The same thing you're allowed to do in everything else in life, which is, no, a hint shaloka derech tzivoy. Remesh shaloka derech tzivoy. Right? Which is, if anyone puts it out, they won't lose out.
It's dark in here. It's dark in here.
But you understand, but what's the problem here? What's the problem?
There's
right?
No halachic implication of me.
Yeah, right. Clearly, someone's house is burning down, he's going to be poor. And what do we say? You can't even violate a derabanan. Right?
Pikuach nefesh.
Ah, so the Ramah says, if there's a kid, if there's pikuach nefesh, but meikra at the end, the Gemara says you are not allowed, you have to let your house burn down. Mishnah. Period. Shabbos. Kufchav.
Pikuach nefesh?
Oh, the Ramah says, right? The Ramah says, "Lemaisa, the Kol Adinam and Nisgarim b'dinei hadleika, hanimil b'mehem, was manchanu shruin b'nov zechavim v'yichshasa kana nefashot, kazu v'rishan v'acharim shemutu l'chav adleika v'shamim shemishasa kana nefashot v'zareza reza meshubach." Right? He says, nowadays, because we live in closer quarters and we live amongst non-Jews and etc., it's sakanas nefashot, you can't put it out.
Right?
Right? But, he says, but let's say it was a case when you know there wasn't a danger, right? You live by yourself, right?
And some,
well, they might get angry, right? A combination of Eva, it'll burn down their house, it'll burn down your house, whatever.
You're not allowed to buy their Shabbos to save their lives.
Yeah, but if no, it'll endanger your lives.
Oh,
right, because if you let them die, right? Meaning, So, and then later poskim say it's not just that we live amongst the non-Jews, it's that we live in close quarters, right, etc. Makes sense. That's not like, but the Ramah says, this is just a technicality. And therefore what? If, let's say, you live out on a small little island with one house, right?
Yeah.
So the fire is going to affect
you,
your house alone, right? And you know, there's a small little you know, bridge, you know, footbridge that you can walk from your house to safety,
right?
Get off this island, right? And okay, maybe the bridge will catch on fire, but it'll be self-contained and put out by the water, right? The halacha would be
burned down.
Let down, and even if that's your only house, right? Doesn't matter, right?
All your life's possessions.
What?
All your life.
Doesn't matter. Right? Doesn't matter. This is the simple pshat. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
The,
number six. Right? Now, number six and number seven, right, are the basic Gemaras. Right? You know these Gemaras. Number six. V'ahavta z'shem elokecha. Tanya. Rabbi Elazar Amar Menem v'chol nafshach l'menem v'chol meodecha. Right? Why do we say, love God with all your money and all your soul? V'nem v'chol meodecha. L'menem v'chol nafshach. Ela yezlecha adam shegufo chavev elav mimamo. No. L'kach nemer v'chol nafshach. Miyezlecha adam shemono chavev elav migufo. L'kach nemer v'chol meodecha. Right, famous Gemara, right? Some people like their life more, sometimes like their money more, but in the end of the day, sometimes you have to give up all your money, and sometimes you have to give up your life for Torah. When is that true?
Three main averos.
Good, I gave you one of the, right, classic Gemara, except for the big three, or etc. Okay. And if you have to give up your life, you have to give up your money as well. And the summary in Chay Adam, Mikol Makom Afilu B'Tzina Afilu Lanas Asmo Chayav Adam Litein Kol Asher Lo V'Lo Lavor Alav D'Oraisa. Right. The simple pshat of the Gemara is even in Tzina, right, you have to give up all your money rather than violate a single law. V'Zeu B'Chol Meodecha B'Chol Mamoncha. Aval Akayim Mitzvah Zasei N'Muchuy L'Fazer Rakol Mesh Nechaza. But to fulfill an Asay, you only need a fifth of your things. So. Now I gave you the source for this in 9 and 10. I don't know if you want to go through it inside, but I gave it to you in case you want it, right? I gave you the sources to prove that by assays you need a fifth. Do you care? We can skip it for now, but trust me, it's there. I gave you 9, 10, 11, and 12. Okay, and if you want to look in Shulchan Aruch as well, Kol Aver Shabbatar number 13, Kol Aver Shabbatar Chutz Mevod Kocham Gilei Rad Shvichodamim Omrim Lo Lo Adam Shiyavra Aleim Al Yahareg Imu Betina Yavra Yahareg Rama V'Miuchalatz Azmo Chol Asher Lo Tzarich Litin Akov Lavor V'Lo Yase. Right, that's the simple pshat. If you can avoid violating a law by giving up all your money, do that. The Pitchei Tshuva has an interesting question, which is, what about a law she'ein bo maaseh? Right, is it law versus aseh, or is it active versus passive?
Mm-hmm.
Fine, technicality. I gave it to you if you're interested in the lumdus. Okay?
Sure.
But again, you look at all these sources. What comes out pretty clearly from all these? What would you have said? What did I say? I thought.
Money's not like debt.
Yeah, it's just not. There isn't a halachic implication to this. Just get over it, right? There just isn't. Right? Okay, now turn to the next page. And then I discovered that there are certain people you can always count on to say something mechudash. Sometimes you'll agree, sometimes you won't. But always you can predict on saying something mechudash. One of those people is the Dor Ravi, is Shmuel David Glasner, right? Which we've discussed several times over this year.
Yeah.
So in that same Hakdama, it's not. See, the funny thing with the Dor Ravi is it's not just you can predictably count on him for being a mechudash. His chidushim are all in the same place in the Hakdama to Maseches Kulin. Right? It's not like you have to look very far. It's all in the same place.
Condensed crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Condensed creativity.
Condensed
you, look, there are things you like, things you don't like. Fine. Look at 17. So the Dor Ravi'i says as follows.
Seventeen.
He says, Aval sheyesh min atemoi me'ashikosav aran bepergula v'gazol v'chein arashba v'arayved dichdei lihinotzel shlo la'avor al mitzvah lo ta'aseh mechuyav ha'adam litenet kol asher lo v'huk ba'idin la'halocha v'arachayim t'avrinjon Zion said, what are all these Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch talking about? Why would you think you have to give up all your money to violate a law? V'hu pele! It is shocking! Lefi hatzatenu, the Rebbe Shvil, pam achat sheyavor leyagi elav haynezek. Something shenimshach achar avir alav zek sheragil bo. He said, "What? For to not violate a law once, you have to suffer all that'll be incurred, right? Really?" Right? Right? You only have to give up a third of your money. A fifth of your money from it. So let's say elsewhere we hear about a third that might be. There are slight differences. Exactly what it's whatever it is. Let's say fifth, right? We can explain the difference between shlish and chomesh, but not for now, right? So he says, look, if someone's forcing you, it's an ones. So then it's not really a lav, right? You're not really violating this, or why? Because it's ones. Mm-hmm. And now it's just the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem or something, which you should only give up.
You're like
the fifth of your money,
what?
Right? It's an asay.
Oh,
right. If the onus, if onus removes
the lav is only onus if you're achai to give up the fifth. If you're achai to give up the fifth, it's not onus.
Oh yeah, so he's taking a particular svara there. Fine, but this is his problem. Okay? And therefore he says, what is Eli saying? He says, if you look at where the next paragraph picks up, he says, you know that Gemara that you all quote, that every lav you have to give up all your money? Just Avodah Zarah. Just Avodah Zarah. And no other lav. Okay. You could read it that way, right? And then he invokes this, this Agadata, which... Of Yaakov, right? You know the Agadah of Yaakov? Right, Yaakov is running away, etc. V'chulei.
Great.
And that he's going very pachim ketanim, etc. So this is his argument. Okay? But what's his bigger problem? Even if you get around the Gemara, which... Again, he admits it's against the Rashba, the Ran, Shulchan Aruch, minor figures, and the simple Pshat of the Gemara, to be fair, right? But fine, leave that aside, right? Even if you get around that and say that you only have to give up all your money for Avodah Zarah and for everything else you don't, right? Which Gemara does he still have to deal with?
It's not Shabbos.
Yeah, the Shabbos Gemara. That you aren't even allowed to violate a Dirabbanan if your house is burning down.
Isn't Mechal Shabbos Kilo your Avodah Zarah?
Mm. Oh, that's... It's like, we'll answer up an agadata with another agadata.
I'm saying, what's already bringing up is on the principle.
So, I wish he had said that. That would have been better than what we're about to read. Okay, Ariel? So he says...
They're bringing your real...
But sometimes in the Rabbanan, people are making... Like,
so look, good. Guys, so go down. But you're not allowed to here. It's a Mishnah.
Right.
So look down, like 15 lines from the end, 10, 15 lines from the end. You see where it says, Hayotze lanu mizeh? Right, he quotes the Ramah, who says, nowadays we live piled on top of each other amongst Goyim, etc., etc. But he says, Hayotze lanu mizeh, she'em nivzkeh, right, which implies that if one day... Right? We would be zoche to go to Eretz Yisrael, right? And not live in such a way, etc. Then what would we have to do? Right? Let the house burn down. Right? V'hutema. Now go 5 lines from the bottom of this paragraph, on the right side. He says, V'hutema rabbaza b'enai. It doesn't make any sense. This so said, L'masha amra tarba chomodecha, dafka v'nazara. This goes against my analysis that you only have to give up all your money for Avodah Zarah. So you see that your life equals your money, and it's only by Avodah Zarah you have to give it up. By every other mitzvah you don't. You don't have to give up your wealth so that you'll be thrown outside of that house. Chazal, and it also, right, it's poget nefashos, it brings poverty, right, etc. This is a bit strange, right?
Wait, so, what is his like answer to that?
He didn't give an answer yet. This is his question.
On himself.
On himself.
Yeah.
Right. No, this is his question on himself. So now go to the left side, Ariel. You want a piece? You want to, in case you don't believe me that he says this, right? So on the left side, right? So he says, "Aval chutz mikol zeh." Besides for all of this, I don't understand this halacha. That you can't tell a guy to put out the fire in your house. Right, the Rambam says that if you violate something by ones, you don't get punished. Right? You know the Rambam. Yes?
Yeah, sure.
Right? And then if you skip down, right? Right, so the problem, therefore, is, according to the Rambam, you don't violate the law of, what do you violate if you don't give up your life? The assay of Vikidashto, right? Which is, as I said before, therefore, what's his fundamental halachic problem? Is that
it's an assay.
Your house burning down, is, should, right? Not telling a guy to do it is not a Isser law, it's an Isser. Or is it best, even by Avodah Zarah, it's only an Isser Aseh? Because you're not violating Avodah Zarah, you're only...
Kiddushto.
Right, it's only the Kiddushto.
It's all assuming you're an Anas, wearing the halachas and you have to
give them. Yeah, fine. So what does he do, right? All this drives him crazy, so what's his conclusion? So he says...
Why don't you just...
What?
Say what I said, he should do.
But, so we find the line.
As Rabbi Katzman said, you do not like any
shops. Okay, so go down. So now go down, like, to basically halfway down the next paragraph, and this is going to be his conclusion. Right, so therefore he says, when you call Mako, right, I don't get it, right? Klalo Shildavar Inyan Zetzar Hin Godlevei Lavaro. Right, this is very unclear to me. It doesn't make sense. Why, to not violate a law, should you why should you have to become impoverished? And this is even if you put it out yourself, because why is it only in a law if you put it out, why isn't it misa if you put it out yourself?
It's not
Malachashin Shechel Gufa. Right? Because you don't need.
It's not even
the Raisa. It's Amir Lanachri, Amir Lanachri, right? On a Dirabanan, right? So even putting out yourself is only Dirabanan. Right? Because Malachashin Shechel Gufa. Correct. The Ayn Betozo, Trub Islam and Gimel, Imol and Agdul, Hanamish of Azari, Apachel, Litzelem, Sheikshu, Bakshir, Sears, Rabbi Kiva, Amar Mashmachal, Nodecha, etc.
No, I'm saying how you can put out the house.
And therefore, he says, all the way at the end, he says, "Im kain aniyut tmidit kol yamav shu yisurin shein lo kitzvah." So he says, the Gemara in Ksubo says that even Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, had they been not threatened with death, but with eternal punishment, so then what would have happened?
They would have
worshipped the Avodah Zarah in the time of Daniel.
What?
The Gemara says this.
Really?
The Gemara says, "Il mali nagdu l'Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah." Right, if instead of killing them, right, they would have threatened them with eternal punishment, right, like beating them forever, right, they would have worshipped the idol. Now, Rov Rishonim take that as...
They're weak.
They weren't strong enough. There's a kuntra sin, quote in the Shidim Wubetza, that takes it as a normative statement, which is, even Avodah Zarah, even though it's Yeharik Val Yavor, is not...
Yeharik Val Torture.
Torture Val Yavor. So he quotes this and he says, you see that even Avodah Zarah for eternal torture, right? Or permanent torture, whatever, in this world, not eternal, right? Consistent torture would not be Yeharik Val Yavor.
That's interesting.
So he says, that's interesting. So he said, so then he says, Im Kain Aniyut Ditmidit, right? If you can make that argument even by Avodah Zarah, then what? Then for sure, poverty for your whole life. For non-Avodah Zarah, Shu Yisurin Shein Lo Kitzva, which is infinitely painful, Hu Kashar Be Yoter Minitilat Neshama, etc. What does he say? So what's his conclusion? The Gemara. So what is it? What's his conclusion? He says, when the Gemara says that you aren't allowed to violate even a derabbanan on Shabbos to prevent your house from being burned down, what is it saying? That's only if you're healthy, you have a source of parnasa, you have other houses, you have other property, right? Because then, okay, you have to not violate Shabbos to prevent
your summer house from being burned down.
Yeah, or, you know, whatever, prevent you from being less rich. But if you're going to be poor, poverty is like Misa. Uh-huh. Boom, the halacha doesn't apply.
I see.
And the only law in the Torah for which you actually have to become poor is?
Avodah Zarah.
Now, oddly enough, he doesn't say anything about murder, which I find very odd, right?
Because, like,
right? Meaning he seems to limit it to Avodah Zarah and not the other, even the other red big three. So I don't know. But there is example number one, which shocked me, right? Of someone who really takes this quite seriously. So then I both put on Facebook and then emailed out to the Gush Rabbinic listserv. Okay, got one. Please, God, tell me it's only one. Please tell me there's only one posek who thought that this was true. And within 5 minutes, I got an email from one of my dear friends, Noach Goldstein, Torah Shlema. Right? Have you ever seen Torah Shlema? You know that, like, 35-volume book with every Mamar Chazal in any Midrash, quasi-Midrash, and every Pasuk in the Torah with Perush on it? That one? From Menachem Kasher? Kasher, that one. So one of my friends, Noach Goldstein... What? No, this is even more than the Torah Shlema. It's the Torah Shlema on steroids. Right? So Menachem Kasher, he lived in the 20th century. Right? So in his... So my friend Noach, Rabbi Noach Goldstein... He emailed me and he said, "Ah, yes, there is another source in the Miluim of the Torah Shlema, Perek Chav Beis to Mishpatim, which is where I always look for my sources." But this is why it's good to have friends. You're like, that's not why I have friends, but because I said
you could probably make an app to do it.
So good.
Really?
Now. Ariel, this question is going to be even more surprising. Okay, so we've just said that in a certain sense that poverty is like pikuach nefesh. What would be the next even more improbable claim?
You're 5 misa from poverty.
Well, that would be even more, yeah. Or?
You're allowed to kill a poor person.
No. No. You're allowed to?
Daven for them to die.
Someone who's trying to make someone most poor is a road Dave.
Oh,
and you can kill him. Right, that would be the next one.
That's
what he said. Is that what you said?
But you couldn't kill.
Look at 18. I could not make this up. I told you, I couldn't imagine this. And every time I beat myself up, because of course I could have imagined it if I tried hard enough. It doesn't make it right. What?
It's gone off the rails a little bit.
Look, this is what I told you. This is a lesson in never say never. So the Torah Shlema of Kasher says, Yesh lachkor. Look, guys. Yesh lachkor. Im ganvo me adam kol rechosho bovimut shenignav nimtza achara geneva besafek pikuach nefesh mishum oni. Right? If someone steals all your property such that the person is left in a case of safek pikuach nefesh because he's so poor. I don't know what that means. Ve'ein lo eitza lo tzi rechosho me ganav. The only way to get my money back from the ganav is rak al yedei sheyimsoro to lemalchut. Is give over, right? Slightly different, right? Though he brings up different ones. This is a similar case.
No, but he's saying
that's right?
Something actual pikuach nefesh.
Well, I don't know if that's actually what he says there.
So poor he can't afford,
like, he can't afford food.
Well, okay, but that's still not. We don't call that.
Why?
Oh no, but it's not like he killed him because he's poor. So he killed him because he might die because he has no food.
Okay. But he says, look, the yesh safek should be 8 misato yargur aganav. But there's a safek, guys, there's a safek that what? That when they, if I tell the government, they'll kill him. Im yesh laganav, din rodef. Is the ganav a rodef? Shemutul argodah gede gram. that at least I can kill him, maybe not directly, but is enough of a road, Dave, that I can kill him through Gram Ritzicha.
Well, this is totally strange to me.
That's very normal. And he said, similar to Yeshle's topic, right, and then you have the suffix, right? You have the famous Gemara of Rabbi Kiva and Ben Petura, right? If you're traveling on the way, you only have enough water for one person. Do you split it and both die, or just right, take it for yourself? Then Yerim Mitzayas Farash and Misha Ain Lo Mayim Tavas Akidon Shomayim El Chaver Bevadish Mitzayin Shal Chayecha Kodmin Mutal Kacha Bechazara Mayim Shalo Avo Bishazi Yamot Chavero. So it would seem that if your friend illegally stole the water from you, you could steal it back, even though that would kill him, right? Vulai Yeshlo Gamdin Rodev. Maybe he's also a Rodev Shemotel Atzilo Benafsho. That I hear, right?
That's
more reasonable. Correct. Correct. And then if you skip down two paragraphs, and he says, "Vihine Iker Hadavar Zeh Shehaganav Yehalav Adayin Shem Rodev Mishum Shal Oni Shal Nirdav Herva Kemisa." And he says, "Why do I think he's a Rodev?" Now you could have said, "Oh, it's because he's actually going to die," right? One second. You could have said that, but then he doesn't.
That would
right?
have been too easy.
Right. That would have been maybe, right? Maybe you'd say, look, if I'm really dying, I'm starving to death, so I can get my money back and whatever happens, happens. Right? That's not the argument he takes. He could have. That would have been maybe more normal. But what argument does he take instead? No. Aniyud is Kemisa, and therefore he's a Rodev. Yeah.
Alright.
But he says, but not all. But then he backtracks and he says, but it's only the type of poverty that leads to starvation.
Oh, wait.
Right?
Oh,
right?
Oh,
but because, not because, but because,
no,
but you understand,
maybe,
but you understand, that's how he understands Aniyut Ke
Misa.
Right?
It's fine, so he just reinterpreted the God.
Now, it doesn't mean.
It's actually like Misa is going to die.
I feel like this is.
Now, one second. But therefore, now he goes in the direction of a very interesting way. He says, therefore, this is only true in a case where you don't have the option of begging. Right, but if you have the option of begging for food, so then, right? But what is? But so he is not as extreme as the Doravi. But what is he really doing? He's saying
normal.
Yeah,
it's
just.
But no. But what is he doing? But what is he doing? Right? What is he really? What's the move he's doing?
He's saying
he's dying for
Brahma.
He's saying that Ani Kemes is
like a physical actuality.
Is literal, but. Only in the type, the very limited circumstances.
It's not all Aniyah, it's just an Aniyah.
Correct, right? So what do you have?
Aniyah Kemes when he's actually like he will die.
Right.
Or might die, right?
Meaning access to basic sustenance. Yeah.
Correct, right? Which, again, it's still, I think, you know, decently.
Weird, but
no, not
meaning to put him in the din of a Rodev is still a bit extreme. Right now he hedges a bunch and he says it's only all you day. That's fine. But you see, but what is he doing? He's taking an Ani Kemet as a halachic statement, but
a reality.
Right? But reinterpreting Ani Kemet to mean not all poor, not that poverty is, right, Kemet. He said, like, remember we talked about sort of metaphorical ways in which Ani Kemet? He says, no. In certain Okimtas, exactly, right? Meaning, this is his option, right? Is either you say it's not really halachic, or you say it's halachic, right? Now, if we come back sort of methodologically, you Okimtify it in such a way that. Again, it's still a weird piece, right?
Are you sure he's Ani Kemes talking about the Agata and not just like a stamp statement?
What?
Are you sure he's Ani Kemes? I'd assume.
Yes, he quotes the Gemara. Right? I mean, he quotes the other one, right? There's two, right? It's either called Gozel Chaver Shavaprut the Gilu Notel Nishmato or Ani Kemet, right? He just quotes that Agadic statement, right? And says this is the basis for it. And I gave you the whole piece if you want to read it. But here you see, now again, to be fair, the Doravi also sort of made this move, right? Meaning he said it's only, right, like extreme poverty, not like minor poverty. Extreme poverty is Kemet,
right?
Now, I think methodologically that's the only thing you can do, right? Meaning, simple pshat, I think, is that none of these Gemaras are halachic. But if, Kfar, you want to take it as halacha, you have to kimtify it, because otherwise it's going to contradict too many halacha.
Even if I don't take these Gemaras as a halacha, I would still agree with halacha.
You could. He doesn't take it, but you're right. You could. Now the third. Now the last one I'll give you was a question that Reb Zilberstein. Guys, just quickly. The third question I got that I found was Reb Zilberstein in number 16 was asked the other one, which is, could stealing be Harigval Yavor?
What?
Well, he says, what if you're going to steal from a poor person and make him that impoverished? Is now Harigval Yavor.
Oh, fine. Yeah.
Oh, fine.
Right?
It's like just regular stealing, not seeing how...
So he says, so Yehudi ani asaf kesef vitoa kalab usamech vitov leiv shabrach Hashem itzlech lasof ktsat kesef v'nad lechatenet vito goy anas ra'et kaspo machri yisrael shignov lo kesef im lav yargenu ayignov v'lo yareg. So is it yareg v'lo yavar to steal from this poor person who the money is not for food, it's to marry off his daughter? So now we're going straight to Ani Kamed. It's not, he'll have food one way or the other. Can you steal the money from a poor person that he's going to use to marry off his daughter? Is that Yehoreg Val Yavor?
I don't think it's Yehoreg Val Yavor.
Well, if it's so, he says what?
He says no.
So he comes up with another Akimta. He says, well, if he's has a weak heart, if anani ba'al lev chalash, you know, it'll the trauma... Well, so then you might have said that it's Yehoreg Val Yavor because he might get a heart attack. I love these arguments, yeah. Right? You might give him a heart attack. I don't know. Yeah, the guy said, I will force you, but you are allowed to ask a Shiloh first before I force you to do it. Great. No, these are theoretical questions.
I don't know.
He says, but on the other hand, you might say that it's Ein Savik Motzei. He says, on the other hand, you might say, guys, he says, but on the other hand, you might say it's Savik and Vadai, because you're not, right? The thief is Vadai going to be killed, and the guy might have a heart attack. So maybe you'd say, yeah, it's not really Yargval Yavor. And if he dies of a heart attack, that's only murder, or you did Grumma, so, right? He always has things like this. Okay. Maybe there's no difference. It's Tzarech Iyun. Right? So he's like, I can't say that it's direct, murder, because he might have a heart attack. Fine. So he says, so based on that, what would you assume? Right? That bizarre argumentation that stealing is not Yehoreg Val Yavor. Right? There's one position in the Gemara in Ksubos that it is, but fine. At least according to one source, that's a chitzonis. But then, what does he say? What does he say? He says, but what about the Gemara in Bava Kama that stealing is kilu no tel is nishmaso, right? She says, it's an agata. But then he says, no, maybe not. Maybe not. He says, either it's only an agata and it's not literal, or it's literal but only for a poor person with a bad heart.
Mm-hmm.
Right. and therefore, he raises the possibility, right?
Yeah, I think they should. I guess a joke.
What?
I feel like some of these guys are like, got into the tube or anything, and said, like, prank.
Anyways, so then he seems to lead in the direction that maybe one could, in that case, argue that it would be Yehoreg Val Yavor. So again, none of these three poskim just say, yes, all poverty is always exactly like Misa for halachic purposes, but all three of them assume that it's not just agadic, right? They come up with ukimtas, right, where they say, no, it actually is halachic, right? So the Doravi who says that, yes, you can even violate Shabbos, right, at least Ramil and Achrei, but only for extreme poverty, right? You have the Torah Shlema who says that, yes, you could actually treat someone who's stealing from you as a rodev and allow them to be killed if you will be at a dangerous level of poverty, right? And Rev Zilberstein who says, yes, someone stealing might even become Yehoreg Val Yavor if you're putting a person in a dangerous level of poverty, though for him it's not because you won't be able to eat, it's because the guy is so traumatized that he'll have a heart attack, which is really a new kimta.
That's not, yeah, fine, I was thinking about God, but the halacha will be true even if it wasn't for.
So that's the interesting question. Is
looking
it, see,
and it might have a heart
so
attack.
All three of them invoke these agaritas to prove their point, right? So would they have come up with this halacha if you didn't have this statement? I'm not sure they would have, right? Meaning, what are they doing? They're saying they're saying that ani arei commit. I'm not sure they would have. I don't know if they wouldn't have. Right, but all of them invoke it. But at any rate, what this tells you is that Lamaskana, it is not true that nobody took it seriously. No one took it 100% literally, right? But here you have at least three poskim who took it seriously enough, right, that they entertain possibilities that would be circumstances in which Ani is actually committed for dinim of Pikuch Nefesh, of dinim of Rodef, Yehoreg Val Yavor, and the like. So, like I said, never say never.
But they can both have it. Doesn't matter if it's an onion or not. It just matters.
What? Well, yeah, I don't understand. I mean, Zilberstein, it doesn't really matter about, right?
And also the Torah Shlomo. Let's say I just went and stole a guy's
food.
He has tons of money and stuff because he's rich.
Yeah.
But I stole all of his food and he'll be on an island for a month. And he'll starve because of that, but he'll still have a lot of money. It'll be the same case.
Ostensibly, yeah. Correct.
Right, that being on or not.
Well, right. Well, that's what he compares it to of the case of Rick Yvonne and Patera. Yeah, for sure.
Right. So both of them, it's not really. They're just. But he. Kameis is a weird agata, and Yekimda on it.
No, so that's the thing is they're not. Right? Meaning they could have, but they don't. That's what I'm saying. They all invoke these arguments, right, based on a particular understanding of Ani Kameis as a halachic statement.
So yeah, they didn't understand that as a halachic statement.
They could have, but that's not what they do. That's what I'm pointing out, right? It's methodologically, none of them do that, right? They take the assumption that this all stems from a literal interpretation, albeit an alchemtified interpretation of Ani Kameis.
I don't know where it stems from in their mind, but either way, without it, they still hold on.
Fine, but I'm talking about how they take it, right? In terms of how they read the Agadata. Right, their tendency is to read it halachically, and if that requires an ukimta, that makes it that. If I want to put it, right, if you want to put it your way, if I can come up with an ukimta that one theoretically could make a plausible halachic argument, even without the agadata, then I'm willing to accept the agadata as halachically relevant.
Yeah.
If that's what you're saying, maybe that is the methodology that's driving them. I'm not sure, right? But it's clear that something or other like that is driving them to believe that this agadata is.
Yeah.
Literal, at least under certain circumstances, yes. Okay. Anyways, now I'm done with that experiment. Now that I've been on it. Someone posted on my Facebook wall that Reb Schechter had said this under certain circumstances, but then he clarified that Schechter was referring to a piece in the Parador where the Chazon Ish says a similar thing, was that it would be, poverty would be Pikuach Nefesh if... when people, I think, was escaping from the Holocaust, if by stealing their money, they would no longer have enough money to bribe the officials to get out. I'm like, okay, that's another case where one could construct, right? That would be a similar thing along these lines. Okay?